This podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel inclined to do so, why don't you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: podcast management, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. Just a quick heads up, I'll be taking a break for the entire month of August. I need more time to write my book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. On purpose, I'm sharing 4 episodes I created back in 2018. Trust me, the audio alone is a gigantic hint that these are earlier episodes. What I want you to keep in mind and focus on when you listen to these episodes is that you have to start from somewhere. I'm so glad I kept going and growing. Enough rambling from me, on with the show. What will your dash look like? I love to volunteer. I especially love volunteer events where I get to tutor children. And I recently had the opportunity to discuss careers in STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, with Chicago 7th grade kids at a primarily Latino school. Now, the kids at this part of the city oftentimes don't have access to many of the tools and resources that kids who are educated in the suburbs take for granted, myself included. Positions in STEM aren't filled by people that look like these kids. Many STEM positions are filled by Caucasian males, and many of the students in this class were Latino or African American. Now, these kids were so excited to learn about career options that they didn't even know existed. Seeing the look of excitement on their faces brought joy to my heart. Every time I volunteer at events like this, I can't help but think about how fast time goes by. I remember sitting in those same seats like it was yesterday. I remember feeling like I was on top of the world. Many of the skills that I possessed, I didn't even realize were talents. I just felt like I could do and be anything in life. However, as I got older, somewhere along the way, that zeal for life began to fade. I'm sure many of you feel the same way. As you get older, you start accumulating more and more responsibilities, like bills and kids, and all those hopes and dreams quickly fall by the wayside. Now, my dad passed away when he was 43 years old from colon cancer. He was born in 1960 and passed away in 2004. Many times when we look at an obituary or headstone, we look at their birth date and their date of death. But what about the dash? Also known as that little hyphen in the middle. That dash is more than a punctuation. It's our life. What will your dash look like? The year that my dad passed away was the same year that I graduated from college, and I vowed that I would live a life of no regrets. Yet, inadvertently, by not pursuing or honing in on the talents that God gave me, left me with some regrets. Now, to get rid of my regret and regain what I had lost by not utilizing my talent, I decided to let God guide me. I want my dash to be filled with peace and happiness. Last year, when I turned 35, I decided to make a wholehearted effort to create my ideal life. However, it became very clear to me that this type of life is impossible without God. I was unemployed at the time, so I had plenty of time to reflect and rediscover my passions. Even though that was an extremely tough period in my life, it gave me the time I needed to reflect on my dash. My unemployment was a much needed wake-up call. Fast forward to 2018, God helped me to rediscover my passions and hone in on my talents that He gave me. My point of this episode is to share the love. Here are some of the steps that I use to align my soul with Christ. Number one, I close the door to fear. You can't experience success with a fearful mindset. Fear is a destructive spirit. It's impossible to succeed with this mindset. Fear paralyzes us and turns our life into a meaningless existence. This is why God demands us to close the door to fear in 2 Timothy 1:7. In order to do this, we must speak spiritual words that are filled with the power of God and watch out who we hang out with because fear is contagious. 1 Corinthians 15:33 34. This way, we will not give Satan an opportunity to enter our life. And that's Ephesians 4:27, Proverbs 18:21. I cannot stress enough. Satan can't fill our mind with negativity unless you give him permission to do so. When you're on the path to rediscovering your talents, Satan is going to create all sorts of mental and physical obstacles to keep you from succeeding. Number two, I filled my soul with God's word. The only way we can free ourselves is by filling our soul with the word of God. God's word is the only thing that can give you the stamina to keep going and tear down all the obstacles that stand in our way. The more you fill yourself with God's word, this will slay all those demons that try to deter you. Being filled with God's word is the only way His blessings are going to start chasing you down, like in Deuteronomy 28:2. Why? Because God rewards those who seek Him first. I can personally attest to this fact. God has been dropping blessings at my feet like crazy lately. I've always been told that I have a nice voice. Never thought much about it until last year. I was given the opportunity to do a voiceover project, and that completely transformed into a fairly decent side hustle for me. Now, I've always been told that I'm very thorough and I have a gift for explaining things, which is one of the reasons why I started teaching English online. Now, God has given me an overflow of blessings in this area and so much more. I work full-time, and many of my students are located overseas, so unfortunately, I'm constantly turning people away. If I had more time, I know my day would be jam-packed with students. Another way God helped me to hone in on my talent is through exercise. I love to exercise. Anyone that knows me knows that I love to exercise. I've taken just about every class in the world, but martial arts, boxing, and dance fitness classes have a special place in my heart. Most recently, I made the decision to obtain my Zumba certification, and I've already had people asking me, when am I going to teach, and receiving offers to teach, even though I haven't finished my routine yet. For the record, I probably won't start teaching until next year, so I don't want to mess it up. So leave me alone, guys. In every one of those examples, all jokes aside, I have never advertised for a single one of those side hustles. They are literal examples of blessings that simply just fell at my feet. Number three, let God daily direct my steps. The only way I was able to experience my blessing is because of this point. I let God daily direct my steps. So many of us get so focused on the resource that we forget the source, which is God. Many of us, myself included, at one time, devote so much time to our jobs or other activities that we don't have time for God. If we put God first in our life, I'm here to tell you that God will free up your schedule so you can have more time to pursue your passion and talents. Now guys, have a balance. I am not saying to go out there and quit your job or don't give it your all on the job, but show God that you're willing to put Him first. If you have to wake up early to do Bible study, then do it. I wake up at 5 a.m. Don't give God your leftover time. Start your day with Him. In doing so, you're going to start to see a major change in your perspective in your life as a whole. Putting God first, these things are going to start working out in your favor because God will cause all things to work for your good, Romans 8:28. Number four, After doing the aforementioned, God showed me how to hone my God-given talents. If you put God first, He's going to work out your schedule so you can enjoy the abundant life that Christ came to give us. God provided me with the resources and people in my life to help me take my talents to the next level. Now I know for a fact that the next chapter of my life is going to involve all the talents that I've mentioned intersecting and one day becoming my main hustle. Now things don't always happen overnight, so don't get tired of doing the right thing. Don't give up. Remember, God's timing is perfect, Galatians 6:9. Just know that your talents will materialize at the right time. And last but not least, I'm using my talent to help others rediscover theirs as God leads me to my destiny. There are so many people hurting in this world, so since two of my talents are my voice and my love for writing, this podcast is one of my ways to give back. I want you to feel the joy that I've been able to feel this year as a result of finally rediscovering the talents that God gave me. I want this podcast to serve as your cheerleader, telling you that you can do it. You got this. Don't delay your happiness for another second. It's time to start working on your dash. James 4:14 tells us that our life is like a vapor. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. So tell me, what steps will you do to make sure that your dash matters?
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.